UConn Productions, the creative arts company for young people, has hit the ground running during lockdown. Their latest interactive venture is the Pod Squad.
My name is Alex, and I am the music and sound guy for UConn Productions and have been for some time, since about 2009, doing a lot of work around music, sound recording, dramatic productions, and that kind of thing. As we all know, Zoom or Microsoft Teams are like the buzzwords at the moment. It's been such a huge change for everybody. Initially, uncertain if our activities were so face-to-face, of course, so interactive. But obviously, like so many people, we were forced to adapt, and things are going great guns, really. And the sessions that I'm involved in have become more regular and are having the desired impact. And it is providing connection, activity, and well-being boosts that I think our young people need. And we still get the smiles on the faces. Everyone likes to see everyone each week, but we've added more into it. We now run themes and give them sort of practical things to do in the meantime. Can you make this, that, and the other for next time? Also, other members of staff will create sort of video activities or lead movement sessions and so on. So it's quite a mix. It's just all happening through the screen. The Pod Squad is the title given to UConn's pilot podcast project, which we are in the process of launching. The idea of a UConn podcast has been sort of knocking around for some time, and somehow this kind of picked up again at this point. It seemed like it would be a good way in these more isolating times. Why not, you know, launch this audio way of communicating with the objective of making it very much in the hands of the young people, the members of UConn. As I got involved, I thought it needs to belong to them. It needs to be determined by them. And within that, there's tremendous scope for taking ownership of a real project, which is very interactive, communicative, enables people to record. So we have the facility for people to send in bits of audio that they've recorded, even if it's on your phone. You know, you can get decent sound quality out of a good phone microphone. Some people have a bit more kit. You know, some of the people I work with are budding kind of producers themselves, and they've invested in microphones and other stuff to get that good sound. And to develop the voice, I think, you know, which is something that UConn has always been very keen on, and something my work has always been quite keen on, is the power of recording the voice and what you can then do with that. So, you know, podcasting stood out. So with me kind of overseeing it at the moment, kind of putting it together and uploading it and doing all that kind of thing, but as much as possible, getting a group, and there is a group which is formed around this, the Pod Squad, to come up with the topics, interview people themselves, determine the direction of the thing, and make it a real team project. It's not about my ideas or anyone else's ideas, it's about their ideas. And it is a pilot at the moment. We're going to see where it goes, but hopefully I would like to see it reaching out and inviting other young people in Wales and perhaps further afield to contribute and send in their ideas and tell us what they want on a podcast and tell us about their experiences, whether it's in lockdown, whether it's to do with VI matters, or whether it's something else entirely, whether it's just about hobbies and passions and music and arts, which is obviously what UConn is very heavily about. So we want it to be quite a mix. So my Friday night sessions have turned into Pod Squad sessions. And what has been striking to me is the enthusiasm with which the members have jumped on it, and the conversations that have gone on, the ideas that are coming in, and it's kind of, you know, debates even about what's the tone and all this kind of thing. And I'm struggling to keep up with the kind of, you know, the group messages and so on and put it all together. But there seems to be real energy behind it. So as I say, it's a pilot. We're trying it out, but it seems like there may be some momentum there to explore.
Alex Rees. Emily is a member of UConn and began by telling me about her sight loss.
I was born visually impaired. I'm totally blind. The condition I got is a condition where the optic nerve didn't connect the eye to the brain. So I've been with UConn for 4 years now. There's all sorts going on, you know, people are working on their different projects. But what I'm working on is writing my own music at the moment.
And are you also involved in the Pod Squad?
Yes, I've got more ideas in the pipeline for podcasts, such as discussing promoting Braille, seeing as that's my job and my passion. And I'll also be talking about my talents as a musician and how UConn has helped. And I'll also probably focus more about sports as well in the future.
My name is Carwin. I have no sight at all. My conditions are colobomo, partial aniridia, and cataracts. Well, the Pod Squad is a pilot project by UConn Productions. And basically, we want to start a podcast which is for visually impaired young people, which looks into different issues which they might find interesting. I myself created characters known as the Grumpy Old Gits. and involved them in a series of comedic sketches. It was a hobby that I really enjoyed doing. The Pod Squad, obviously, we want people to get involved, and we want this primarily to be listener-led. So wherever the listeners want us to go is where we will go.
Hi, I'm Megan. I am part of UCAN Productions, and I've been part of UCAN now for about 15 years, and I'm a full-time volunteer at the moment. So I have aniridia, so that means I was born without an iris. That means I'm very sensitive to light. And I also have glaucoma as well, so that means that I have unstable eye pressure in my eyes, which needs to be controlled with drops and surgery. So at the moment, I'm involved in this pilot project for the Pod Squad, as I was really interested in the idea of podcasts. They're a great way of informing people and, you know, getting information out to people and connecting people, which is something I'm really passionate about, especially is bringing people together. I have been involved with getting the chance to interview someone about a passion of theirs. So that was really interesting because I got the experience of asking the questions and finding out about a subject I didn't know much about. But I've also been able to talk about my own passion, which is goalball. So I've been able to do it from both sides. And I found that really interesting.
My thanks to Alex, Emily, Carwyn and Megan and all those involved with the Pod Squad. If you want more information, contact podsquad@ucanproductions.org.